Ksuvis Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Nara Shinis Arasub and Iskarsha, a Nara that had Erisin, so he was Mekadisher, and then she was divorced. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Ein La Knas. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that she would not get a Knas if somebody would rape her, because the Torah says, Ki Matze Ish Nara B'sula Sher Loi Oirosa. It says that she was not, I guess the Taicha's betrothed. She didn't have Kiddushin. But it's Mashma Rabbi Yosi Darshins that if she would have had Kiddushin, then she does not get a Knas. Now, Rashi points out that this is not like the previous Mishnayos, because in the previous Mishnayos, we said, for example, an Eishes Achiv, or an Eishes Achi Aviv. These women have a Knas. And we asked, how is that possible that they're a Besula? How would they possibly have a Knas? And we said that they had Kiddushin to this guy's brother, and either they became an Almana or they were divorced. But nevertheless, we saw that the previous Mishnayos held and have had to have been talking about a case where she was married, and yet there is a Knas. Rabbi Yosi Aglili clearly doesn't hold that, and he holds that any time that there was Erisin beforehand, there's no Knas. If somebody rapes a girl that was ever married, he would not have to pay the Knas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yesh la Knas u Knas la Atzma. Rabbi Kiva says that's not how to darshan the Pasuk. Of course, there's always a Knas, and the previous Mishnayos are going a libid Rabbi Kiva, and the Rav says Alochas like Rabbi Kiva. But the drasha is that the Pasuk's talking about the money, the Knas that goes to the father. There, the only time the money would go to the father is if she was never Mekudeshes before. But once she's Mekudeshes, then it doesn't go to the father anymore. Then it goes to her. So that's why the Torah is saying, Asher lo yarasa, that she didn't have Kiddushin, that's when it goes to the father. But after Kiddushin, it goes to her, if she ever had Kiddushin in the past. Taisyantiv says, as Mashma according to the Rav, that everything else that we're going to see in the next Mishnah, which is Tsar, Boshes, Pagam, all those other things that he would normally have to pay, there, Rabbi Kiva would hold it would go to the father, because the discussion here is only Legabi the Knas, and he brings that this is what the Rambam holds to.